Hey folks, happy new year. Welcome to the Axis Cyber Podcast. This is a new episode, first episode of the year, and if I'm honest, the first episode in a quite a while, actually. So hope you're all doing well. I'm Gautam Sharma. Today, this is quick. It's a very quick episode, and I want to talk about some research we did. Right, we spoke to a lot of cybersecurity professionals, as we do. That's our work. That's what I do. I'm out there connecting with folks in security at all different levels, and we put out a recent anonymous survey. Some of you might have seen that on LinkedIn. The survey had a simple question, went out to cybersecurity professionals, and the question was, have you ever lied on your resume? All right, that's the question. Have you ever lied on your resume? And the follow-up question to that was, what was the lie and why did you do it? Why did you lie about that thing? Whatever it was. The results were kind of surprising. 70%, over 70% technically, of people admitted to, of respondents, I should say, of people, over 70% of people who took the survey admitted to, you know, fabricating some part of their resume. And the reasons were kind of interesting. There's a whole link, there's a whole article we put together, and there's a link I'll add in the show notes and wherever you're listening to this. The rationale is kind of interesting, and I'm curious what you all think, right? We make it very difficult. There's a lot of gatekeeping going on in the world of cybersecurity. We have all these requirements for degrees and certifications and experience, and, you know, I'm not condoning lying. I'd never condone lying. I'd never condone deception, but what I'd ask you to think about is, can we blame these people for doing this? Can we blame these folks for fabricating some of these details or embellishing or enhancing elements of their resume? Is that so wrong given what the industry is asking for? Not even is that so wrong, but can we blame them for doing that, right? Something to think about. As you might imagine, this was a very controversial piece. I got a lot of interesting comments and messages about it. Many people were not happy. Some people understood. A lot of people understood. But there were a few comments, people saying, you know, I can't believe you're encouraging this kind of behavior. But I'm not, right? We're not encouraging this kind of behavior. All we're saying is maybe if so many people are driven to deceive, maybe the problem is bigger, right? Maybe there's something else that needs to be considered here. So take a look at that article, and I'm very curious to see what you think. Reach out on LinkedIn or Twitter, and I'd love to hear your comments. Thanks for listening.